relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
To peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That was the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, last Wednesday. From his speech in front of the White House to the people assembled on the ellipse, myself included. And that is what they will not show you. They will not show you on the mainstream legacy media. Why? Because then they can't impeach him. Then they can't call it an insurrection. Then they can't deplatform him with his 88 million followers on Twitter. And you, it is that simple. It is how bad the lies have become, how big they have become. That, let's just put it into the right context. Context is 50% of understanding any problem, any phenomena. Sorry, this is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I'm supposed to do that. Shad, is that okay? Okay, a little late. Should have done that a little earlier. Sebastian Gorka, America First, Salem. What's the context? I wouldn't care if he were a Democrat. If they removed Obama's Twitter account, it would be wrong. Why? Because tens of millions of Americans voted for him. Whoever the president is, whether it's Ronald Reagan, whether it's John F. Kennedy, whether it's Nixon, whether it's Clinton, they are, by definition, as the president, the most powerful human being in the world. Period. And the idea that they can do that to the commander-in-chief of America's nuclear forces is wrong. It is also shocking. It is also dangerous. Let me just illustrate this. We need some kind of music. Let's find a liner in the future, Shad, for a PSA, okay? Because now and again, we have to do public service announcements. And I'm really serious about this one, okay? I want people to be safe. One of the most remarkable things I realized about my boss, the president, because he's still my boss. I just got my big letter of commission from the president, from the Pentagon, signed by the Secretary of Defense and the Commander-in-Chief. I'm on the National Security Board. It's now official, the National Security Education Board. So he's still my boss. But one of the most remarkable, when I was in the Oval Office with him once alone, it was unusual, right, to be there, just the two of us. And we were talking about something completely different. And for some reason, the situation in North Korea came to the forefront of his mind, because it was right at the beginning of the administration, things had escalated. Little Kim was rattling his rusty saber. And the president just looked at me and he said, I just don't want to go to war on the Korean Peninsula again. I don't want America to get entangled in another war in Korea. And it was said with such an earnestness, such a depth of sincerity, that it was a defining moment for me as his deputy. I got a glimpse of who this man is, Donald Trump, the man, and how he looks at his job, because it is a job. It's the most incredible job in the world, but it's a job. He's a government employee. Right? He may not have picked up a paycheck because he sent them all back to the American taxpayer, but it's a job. And then it just clicked for me. He may have run for president because he just saw a completely, utterly broken, shattered, and corrupt DC on both sides. GOP or Democrat, doesn't matter. And he said, that's just wrong. And I've built stuff all my life. I've built stuff. I built stuff with my dad. I've built stuff across the planet. And maybe I can fix it. And he ran and he won. For the first time ever, he ran for a public office. Who runs for a political office first time for president and wins? Wow. But once he was in that chair, once he was behind the Resolute desk, only two things motivated him. And I saw it that moment when he said, I just don't want to send our boys and girls to die on that benighted peninsula like we did in 1950. What motivates that man? He wants all of his fellow Americans to be safe and to prosper. That's it. End of story. To be safe, you and your families, to be physically safe, and then to prosper, to have the government get out of your way so you can make your way in the world and be a success and provide for your family. Now, why do I say that? Because I want you to be safe as well. I can't make you prosper. I'm not in control of federal regulations. But today was weird, coming to the studio. I stopped at the post office, and somebody recognized me. He was verbally abusive to me because of who I am. Then he went crazy because I don't wear a mask. I wasn't going to explain to him I've had COVID, I can't transmit it, I can't catch it. He was wearing a mask. Fine, that's fine, it's fine. And then he got physically confrontational.
I took a photograph of his vehicle, of his face, and he knocked my phone out of my hand. He was unhinged. Unhinged because of my political identity. I never met the man, never said anything about him, never heard his family. But he did that in public at a post office. Less than 10 minutes later, I'm driving to the studio, and I don't know if he recognized me or just saw my Trump bumper sticker, but another crazy tries to run me off the road. Now, I'm fine. I'm okay, guys. And as you know, I'm a big guy. So I'll look after myself. But they want to provoke you. Don't let them. Yes, everybody has the right to self-defense. But this isn't about a classic self-defense scenario. This is about people who have been lied to, indoctrinated, and driven to extremes. That man wasn't normal. Neither was the driver of that other vehicle. And they want to provoke you. And they want violence. Don't let them. We are better than that. So I want you, like I say at the end of every show, and I have done for the last 2 years, I'm going to say it at the beginning now. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. And have tactical awareness. Stay frosty. And don't let them provoke any of us.
America first. Magnificent.
Yes. Magnificent. Whatever happens, we have a plan. I love being able to say this now about our next guest. Not only is he a colleague, but the top of his Twitter feed, it says, now live 5 days a week on radio stations across the country. I wonder why. Because he's joined the Salem Radio Network, running one of the most influential organizations in America. Just wasn't enough for Charlie Kirk. He's expanded from Turning Point USA and having a podcast to being one of our daily hosts. Happy New Year, Charlie, and welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to start doing this with all of our really big social media guests. I just decided, starting with you, I've lost 60, 70,000 followers over the weekend. I was at 1 million something. Now I've dropped to 900,000. I'm just curious, what were the numbers for you? How much have you suffered so far from big tech oligopoly?
200,000 on Twitter so far. No real drop on YouTube, and quite a lot on Instagram and Facebook. So the hit's been real, no doubt. And I think that the most troubling kind of issue out of everything that we've seen in the last couple of days with big tech in particular is how Parler was targeted by three, $1 trillion companies. Not only were these companies acted in a cartel manner, going after not just the distribution, but the hosting, Dr. Gorka, on the server space of Parler. Because we were always told, create a competitor, engage in the free market. And now we realize that you can't even create a competitor if the big tech oligarchy doesn't approve of it beforehand.
Now, you have an incredible enterprise. I was there for the SaaS event in Florida with thousands of young Americans in December. What does this mean for Turning Point USA? So I don't want to berate Parler, but the idea that you're using Amazon's cloud services is a vulnerability. Is your organization potentially the next one? They're just going to turn switches off Turning Point USA?
They could, and that's why talk radio is more important than ever before. And, you know, I hope that we'll be able to continue to do podcasting. But look, we are preparing as if, you know, the blue terror is going to continue, that the purge will not stop. And so anyone that thinks that they have some sort of inside access or that they're not going to get kicked off is fooling themselves. I hope that doesn't happen. And I want to be clear. It's not that I hope it doesn't happen because I want to make these companies happy. It's the millions of people that I think depend on our lines of communication, Dr. Gorka.
Yeah, yeah.
And every single one of these interruptions, though, you have people that don't know how to get to the next platform. They're no longer following you. And so you have these continual migrations, right? You go from Twitter and they say, well, go subscribe to this. And that doesn't work anymore. And then eventually we're all just going to be on Telegram, I guess. But here's the bigger point is that we have to now build new.
Yes.
The depressing reality is we control nothing of significant power in the country when it comes to distribution or it comes to technology or it comes to this. And go ahead.
No, this is exactly the question I wanted to drill down on. We're talking to Charlie Kirk, my colleague at Salem. Follow him, Charlie Kirk, on Twitter. It's Charlie Kirk 11. Also, tpusa.com is his URL. You've created something in just less than a decade that is stunning, and that involved a lot of footwork, a lot of donors, a lot of knocking on doors. Does the conservative ecosystem not have the resources and the funders to create what we need? Should it not be possible, Charlie?
Well, it should be, and I think it needs to be multidimensional. I think that this is a national security issue, too, if you don't have servers that are controlled by people that actually embrace the First Amendment issues. So states like South Dakota, Texas, and Florida should start building their own servers and floating the cost and renting them out for free speech platforms. No different than how states built highways back in the 1930s when all of a sudden transportation started to grow. And I think that we need to have a list of everything that we need to build new. We need new hardware. I'm doing my best to try to migrate away from Apple. And I'm trying to find if there's any new hardware competitors. I'm finding there's a couple. And they just need some more support and backing. But here's the essence of it, is that slowly but surely, these entrepreneurs that were never ideologues in nature, they built massively successful companies. But then they started to hire a lot of people from the universities who were ideologues, and their companies got taken over. Deep down, do I think Zuckerberg is a Marxist? I don't know. Do I think that his company has been taken over by them? Absolutely, yes. The same with Bezos. The same with all of these guys. The only exception, the guy that can really throw a boomerang into this, is if Elon Musk decides to start taking risks and to build hardware. Elon Musk is a civil libertarian. I probably don't agree with him on certain political issues, but I know Elon in the sense that he will defend our right to say what we want and have platform access. He said this publicly. He has said this privately. And so I think the news out of this, Dr. Gorka, is that the left did not do this incrementally. They purged so much so quickly where they were not able to gaslight, and they just turned the lights down completely, right? Where everyone's like, what the heck just happened here? And so I think it's gonna take 9 months, 18 months, 2 years. But I'm telling you, 2 years from now, you'll be able to play back this tape, and you'll have entrepreneurs that will have created new hardware, new servers. And again, I wish we would have used the instruments of government power while we had it. That option is gone. So now it's time to use what we have, which is the states, entrepreneurs, and hopeful capital funding sources.
I love the idea that states get involved, and why shouldn't they? We are a republic of states. Does that mean, Charlie Kirk, that we are condemned in the near to medium term to have a totally bifurcated U.S. economy along political lines?
I think we're already there. I think when you have Salesforce say that they will not host the Republican National Committee, then all of a sudden those lines have been drawn. When you have Shopify that says that President Trump's campaign can't sell hats or T-shirts, when you have Spotify that says the president cannot use their platform, we're already there. And guess what? Here's the reality of it. When you have a company that actually cares about platform access and is really driven by normal capitalistic profit incentives up against the wokesters, we're going to win. In the short term, their capital flows will benefit them. These companies have such insane amounts of uninterrupted capital, they're allowed to do foolish things like this.
Yeah.
But that will end up getting challenged if we do our job. And that's where the coalition of Republican states need to get into subsidizing and the investing of, I just call it First Amendment infrastructure.
I love it. First Amendment infrastructure. Let's build it. Let's create a campaign. I want to be part of it. Charlie Kirk is going to lead the way. We can defeat those who wish to use big tech to undermine our civil rights. Oh, and by the way, where are the libertarians? Huh. Strangely so quiet. What a surprise there. Follow this man, CharlieKirk11, for the time being on Twitter. God bless him. Over 1.7 million followers. Support his organization, tpusa.com, tpusa.com/get involved. Truly, we can win if we follow his example. First Amendment infrastructure. My colleague, listen to his podcast, The Charlie Kirk Show. Listen to his radio show every single day and support Turning Point USA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The call board is full. Surprising? No. We're going to get to your calls next here on America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
But I think big tech has made a terrible mistake and very, very bad for our country. And that's leading others to do the same thing. And it causes a lot of problems and a lot of danger. Big mistake. They shouldn't be doing it. But there's always a counter move when they do that. I've never seen such anger as I see right now, and that's a terrible thing.
He's right. That was the president at Andrews Air Force Base. I don't call it joint, okay? Let's just be old school. Andrews Air Force Base, the president before he left for the border wall. He's on his way to visit the more than 450 miles of border wall his administration has built. And he's right. There's always a backlash. And it's going to be big. It's going to grow. Why? This is from Reuters. Trump dropped by biggest lender, Deutsche Bank, for future business. Deutsche Bank will not do business in the future with U.S. President Donald Trump or his companies in the wake of the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Deutsche Bank is the Trump organization's biggest lender with over $340 million worth of loans to the organization. You're not going to achieve what you wish to achieve. Let me just assure you of that. And stunningly, Deutsche Bank, where is that? Ah, yes, Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel, the French government, and even the head of state of Mexico, Obrador, have all said the president's being banned by Twitter is wrong. Now, that's a big deal, because there's no love lost between Angela, the French administration, and even the Mexican government. But they know that if they can do it to the president, they can do it to anybody. I just love it. It warms my heart when I don't even have to mention the phone number and the call board is absolutely full, in case you didn't know. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Long Beach, California. Ted, line 3. Welcome to America First. Ted.
Sorry about that. Hey, there's an issue that's, I think it's underappreciated and it's very serious. There was a guest on Martha McCallum the other night, and it was a Trump voter, Trump supporter, who had resigned himself to believing that since the Trump administration's legal teams have lost in all the courts, that maybe it's time to move on. And I've realized, of all of the Jake Tapper's most famous lies, he loves to keep repeating that Trump's legal teams have lost in 62 courts across the United States.
Right.
And I've asked him on Twitter many, many, many times, can you name the court that actually agreed to hear evidence, hear eyewitness testimony, see the analytical data from the data firms that do business with three-letter agencies in the United States government? They've been on TV. They present it to state legislatures. Seen the unfolded so-called mailed-in ballots, seen any of the evidence, weighed the evidence, listened to rebuttal witnesses, then rendered a decision based on the evidence. Can you name the court?
You tweeted this at Jake Tapper?
All day long. I'm on, by the way, I'm Eagle Eye News Network on Twitter, so I follow you. There is not a single court in this land that they were in. They got to the door and had their petitions rejected. And what's dangerous is there are a lot of Trump voters out there who are resigning themselves to the fact with a shrug. Well, yeah, you know, the courts looked at it and, maybe there is no evidence. It never happened. If it did, it would have been a media event.
Yes.
It would have been a 2 or 3 day process. They would have been waiting for the decision. They would have been talking about the witnesses. There is a lie being perpetuated that is nullifying and snuffing out real factual opinion about whether or not there was even evidence in the first place. And it's the same game that they're playing with every other lie, with Russia collusion and evidence for impeachment, and so on and so forth.
This is exactly the point that Mayor Giuliani made to me 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago. He said, even if I were a liberal judge, out of human curiosity, I'd want to hear the evidence. But you're right. If there had been, if, as Jake Tapper asserts, had been 60 court cases where the evidence had been heard and the witnesses had been sworn in, it would have been on every news channel if they'd actually been deemed to have no case. But there's not one clip. Why is that? Amazing call, Ted. Stay on the line. I don't know if we've ever given you a copy of The War for America's Soul, but you deserve it. And if you haven't got one, you know where to go. SebGorka.com. SebGorka. SebGorka.com for your signed copy. All three of my books are available. You're right. We're going to go to John, then Stan, then David, then JR. Full calls. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
We need, thank you, Mr. President, we need good examples. We need to follow the leadership and the examples that have gone before us. One man who embodied some of the key values of this nation was the great late Herman Cain. We are paying tribute to him with a new film. It's called Poor to CEO. He was an amazing man whose life embodied the values we strive to live up to and pass to our children and our grandchildren. Belief in God, the power of personal responsibility, hard work, and a good education. Revel, celebrate, not just the man, but those values today. You can watch this film exclusively through salemnow.com with 20% off if you use my name. Poor to CEO, the Herman Cain story, salemnow.com. Feel good about something you watch tonight and use promo code GORKA to get
20% off. You won't regret it. We're going to go to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Let's talk to David in Connecticut, line three. Welcome, David.
Sebastian.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I just have to vent and say I am so disgusted as to what has happened with my Republican Party. I've been a registered Republican since 1968, and I will not refer to myself as a Republican anymore. I am a, from now on, I am a Trump conservative.
I like that, David, a Trump conservative. That's excellent.
That's who I am now. I voted for Richard Nixon in 68, and I went to Woodstock in 69.
And hang on, you voted for Nixon and you went to Woodstock? Explain that.
Well, being a conservative at Woodstock, that is a oxymoron.
Right!
But that's, I mean, I think with analytical common sense, not with emotion. And that's the problem with liberals. They think with emotion.
Indeed. So how do how do you feel right now about the role of the president going forward? If you see yourself as a Trump conservative, you want to see him in politics in the coming years?
Not so much in politics, but the influence that he will have. I mean, he and I'm pretty much his age, you know, but yes.
You've inspired me, David.
I am so worried what's going to happen to this country now that the liberals are in control.
Yeah, they're not in as much control as they wish you to believe. 50-50 in the Senate, that's not what they had in 2008. So, David, you've inspired me. I'm going to write something about what it means to be a Trump conservative. God bless you. I think the future of the party is okay as long as we reform it in the MAGA mold. Stay on the line. Let's give David a signed copy of Why We Fight, because he deserves it. Let's go to John, South Carolina, with a very interesting idea. Line one, welcome, John.
Dr. G, tinfoil hat gallery here, reporting in for duty.
Don't do that. I'm going to get angry if you do any tinfoil hattery, John. We're too good friends to do that.
In the gallery. Listen, what we need to do is do what I did. I used to jog in Greenville, which is a city where our local Salem station is, in Greenville,
yes.
South Carolina.
Yes.
And I jogged in a fairly well-to-do neighborhood, and there was a dog that used to chase all the joggers. And and he charged me. And one day, I decided to give him a taste of his own medicine. I turned on him with a ferocity unlike anything he'd ever seen.
Did you get down on all fours?
No, I did worse than that. I was carrying a cane, which you might want to consider doing with all the people who've got your number. You might want to start carrying a walking stick. They're very handy for very many things, and you might want to consider those.
Mm-hmm.
But I was carrying one of those along with some bear spray at the time, which you might want to also consider doing as well. So I was carrying some bear spray, and I turned on the dog and started screaming and yelling at him as loud as I could, and the dog just absolutely just lost control of all function.
Did it freeze? Did it run away? What happened?
He ran the other way. Now, this was an enormous dog. I mean, this was a ferocious dog, but he just had never had anybody turn on him and attack him. And within the bounds of the law and the Constitution, we need to do the same thing to the Democrats. And by the way, we're not dealing with liberals anymore. We need to label them for what they are. They're either Marxist or Stalinist or Bolsheviks, but they're certainly leftist. So they're not liberals anymore. What we're dealing with now is something very similar to what was basically, you remember the... what was a Spielberg movie with the little furry animals where you had gremlins. You know, you never. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with gremlins that have been fed after midnight and have gotten water on them. You know, I mean, you never ever get them wet. Well, we've gotten them wet. What we need to do is impeach the impeachers. We need to impeach Joe Biden and have the articles of impeachment, whether they're just papers or not, waiting on him right after he takes the oath of office. And serve them on him right then, right there, even if Nancy Pelosi doesn't have anything to do with it. We also need to impeach Nancy Pelosi. I think we made the effort to do that. I think his name was Andy Bell from Biggs.
Andy Biggs from Pennsylvania.
Andy Biggs from Arizona.
Arizona.
And you need to have him on because I think the last attempt that he made was back in September to impeach Pelosi.
Well, we've had him on, and we can definitely get him back. I like your story about the crazy offensive rabid dog. You just look, most of these people, especially the people who the skinny little kids in their black Antifa outfits, you stand up to them. And they quiver because they're all cowards. That's the essence of the radical left. They are cowards. And it's time for us not to shirk, not to disappear, but to stand up for our principles proudly. God bless you, John. The call board is full again. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain and you've tried everything else, you must try this incredible product. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. That's just incredible. That could be you. What are you waiting for? Find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. You have nothing to lose except the pain. Call them at 800-500-8384. That's ReliefFactor.com or 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Do it now.
This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it. And it's really a terrible thing that they're doing for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path. I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much.
I want no violence. That was the president earlier today getting into Marine One as he heads south to visit the border wall. People are going to get angry. This is not how you get peace and unity. Isn't that what Biden promised us? Not the way you go about getting it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've got to squeeze in two calls. We've got a minute and a half. Two good buddies. Let's start with Pepe in Texas, line 3. Welcome back. Happy New Year, Pepe.
Happy New Year, Dr. Gorka. ¿Cómo está usted?
I'm very well, my friend. What brings you to our show? It's been far too long.
Very long. Well, if you remember last year, I called you saying, you know, call them out for what they are, evil. But this is a time to, great time to be alive. It's a time to witness to, you know, that God is the only God, that we have to prove our and walk our patriotism, our love for our country, our love for our families, and stand up to this evil that is rising right before us right now.
I really appreciate that message. I don't wear my faith on my sleeve. I'm happy to talk about it when prompted. And I think the key message we have to remember, and God bless you, Pepe, for saying it, be not afraid. Be not afraid. We've already won. We've already won. Our salvation is given because of what Jesus did for us. So don't be afraid. Show courage. If we show courage, we can conquer anything. Keep keeping us safe, Pepe. We know what you're doing. Thank you for sending me those lovely gifts and especially that challenge coin. God bless you, Pepe. JR, another good friend of the show. Line 5, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome back, JR.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. Love, David. I am now a Trump conservative. I just changed my phone message. And long story.
Hang on, you put that on your outgoing phone message?
Yes.
I love it. I'm a Trump conservative. God bless you, JR.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't want to leave a message, I don't care.
That's perfect. That's perfect. What was your question? We've got 60 seconds. What was your question, JR?
Okay, so my question is this. We got, you know, upwards of 80 million people that voted for President Trump. All of my circle of friends here in Columbus love Trump. He could start a media platform tomorrow, and we would be on it immediately, not in a month.
Yeah. Imagine if the president declared that he's creating a new media platform with its own social media, its own messaging. It would change the whole political environment. God bless you, JR. I think I might have to change my outgoing message as well. Trump conservatives, or stay with us next. The superb Lord Conrad Black and more of your calls.